Hello, 103. How are you doing? This is the first video of what I'm calling the intuitive questions in the book. And you may know already that there's a series of short videos going through the more mechanical questions in the book. And I just thought I would create a series of videos along the same lines, taking one or two intuitive questions in the book and just sort of going through those and showing you how an economist thinks about problems. In the first few chapters, chapters 1, 2, 3, these intuitive questions are more philosophical than anything. And they have that nature because the first three chapters of the book are really talking about, aside from the nature of science in itself, talking about, you know, what are the key fundamental assumptions of economics. Now, you've just read chapter 2, and you know that the ground level foundational idea in economics is this concept of maximization, that people are doing the best they can under the circumstances that they face, that they're interested in optimizing something. And what that something is we'll talk about later, but they're optimizers. And so that is a philosophical issue. And most of the questions in chapter 2 are sort of about that, or at least having you think about that in some way. So here we'll talk about question 16 in chapter 2, which is definitely a philosophical question. I don't know if you know the poet Mary Oliver, but she's kind of a nature lover, modern secularist kind of person, Pulitzer Prize winner. She died in 2019. And she has this poem called The Wild Geese, which I've always kind of thought was kind of a nice poem. And here's the first few lines of that poem. You can go look it up. It's only 18 lines long, so it's not like it's a big deal. But the poem starts off this way. You don't have to be good. You don't have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let your soft animal, you only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. And now the question is how well do these sentiments relate to the idea in this chapter? Now the idea in this chapter is about maximization. And I think the sentiments of this poem relate kind of well to maximization. I mean, it says, all you have to do in life is to love what you love. Well, if I'm optimizing, if that's what explains my behavior, I'm doing the best I can. I'm certainly not going to love what I hate, right? I'm not going to hate what I love. I'm going to love what I love. I'm going to act on those things. So I would say that the sentiments of the poem very much are consistent with the idea of maximization. The poem draws a parallel with nature and wild geese and, you know, nature just going on as it always does. And the geese, you know, they fly and they go back and forth in the winter, etc. They're not walking on their wingtips, suffering, beating themselves, repenting, etc. They're just doing what they do. And presumably they love to fly and that's what they do. So I'd say yes, the poem very much is consistent with the idea of maximization. Here's a little bonus question. Here's a more philosophical part. How does individual maximization, the idea that I'm an optimizer, how does it relate to the concept of goodness? Now, when we talk about goodness, there's two ways to talk about goodness. And one is from an objective point of view. And an objective point of view of goodness means that there is an objective lawgiver out there, someone independent of me, that writes a moral code about what is good and what is bad, what is right and what is wrong. If you have any kind of faith background, you would think that God is the objective lawgiver and he writes these things down. The other way to think about goodness is in terms of subjectivity, subjective. when we think about goodness in terms of subjective, it's I get to decide what's good. You know, I set the rules. Being good is a matter of opinion. And so what's good for me might be wrong for you, etc. Now, in terms of the poem, it's sort of interesting. She says you don't have to be good. You don't have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. Oliver here is really criticizing religion, right? In the sense that some religions are demanding that there is some sense of objective goodness that you must do and that you must repent of your sins. And in repenting of your sins, you know, you have to walk on your knees. You know about medieval declarations of guilt and requests for repentance. The perpetrator would walk on his knees before the king, before the Lord, or before his victim, and then plead for mercy. She says, no, you don't have to do that. You don't have to walk for 100 miles and then repent. No, you don't have to do that. What do you have to do? You just have to let the soft animal of your body, your being, love what it loves. So she's claiming, it's all in the subjective. She's really denying that there's any kind of objective goodness here. Now, economics is entirely a subjective discipline. Everything in economics rests on the subject, the individual. So we start off by saying there's an individual, you, me, and we are individual maximizers. So that's our own motivation, right? There's no objective thing in an economic model. There's no God in a model. There's no nature giving laws or something like that. So there are only subjects. But what does maximization say about the concept of goodness? I don't think it says very much. You know, if you are even if you are an objectively good person, you would want to optimize with respect to that goodness. God must be a maximizer, right? So being a maximizer doesn't necessarily mean you are good or bad, either in an objective or a subjective way. The real question is what are you maximizing over? What is it that you're optimizing? Now, in economics, we're going to assume that you maximize over your preferences. Now, we're going to talk about your preferences in chapters 2 and chapter 3. So in chapter 1, we talk about you being selfish, and that's kind of a precursor that you're maximizing over what you love, right? You're not maximizing over what I love. You're maximizing over what you love. And in that sense, it's in this sense that you're greedy. And in that sense of greed, we would say that that's probably say that's not objectively good, right? That when I only take into my own consideration, it's probably not objectively good. But again, there is no objectivity in economics, and so we really don't make pass judgment on whether things are good or bad. Hence why it's a bonus question. All right. So much for that.